Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, I talk to our Australian correspondent in Adelaide, Zoe, on the Victorian government being criticised for giving the green light to a decision to bulldoze a tree that is culturally significant to the Indigenous community in order to clear land for a new highway. This happened on the same day when there were no new COVID-19 cases in the state and restrictions were lifted, which Zoe and I first talked about. So Victoria, they are finally having some good news out of there.
Yes, you could say so. So on one part of Victoria, they have recorded the other day zero cases of coronavirus. So your listeners may remember that Victoria was one of the states that had still been in lockdown to this month, where other states were going back to relative normalcy. Victoria had a very big second wave and it caused the state to stay in lockdown for about 8 months now. And they've announced that there's an update, that restrictions would be lifted, and that obviously sent relief among the entire state and city. And they will be able to go out. Hospitality, retail and beauty business owners will be able to reopen, and they'll be able to go visit friends and families in their homes and in regional areas of Victoria. So the restrictions are lifting and they've recorded zero cases the other day, which is absolutely incredible.
Does that mean, I think the most important thing for Victorians right now is they're probably able to go back to have a drink from now on?
Yep. A few people from Melbourne have been out at the pub in a very responsible way. But it is really nice. I mean, the fact that they can go see friends and family in homes now, I mean, that's a luxury that the rest of the country has been able to have for so long. To think that they haven't been able to do that for 8 months, pretty horrific, and it's just some really good news.
But for the rest of the country, how are they fending in terms of coronavirus cases recently?
Victoria?
Outside of Victoria, for the rest of the country.
It's pretty good. Overall, very low cases amongst each state. Most states are recording about zero cases, with the occasional one or two cases if residents have come back from overseas or are quarantining. We're pretty on top of it now.
Great. It's so good to hear about that.
Yeah.
But staying in the Victoria, Daniel Andrews' government has recently cut down a very cultural significant tree to form a highway. Can you tell us about that? More about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So on the same day that the Victorian government were announcing that lockdown would be eased for the state, they were also cutting down this tree that on Jabwaran country. It's a very culturally significant tree for Jabwaran women, and they've done that to make way for a highway. This highway, I believe, cuts the time from driving from Melbourne to Adelaide by 9 minutes, so no time at all. If it made the trip 1 hour, it still wouldn't matter. They should not have been cutting this tree down. It's pretty harrowing news. It's a shame that the Victorian government has used this news of easing lockdown to sort of cover up for the fact that they have cut this tree down. Protesters there had been protesters at the site for months and months now, hoping that this tree would not be cut down. And they did this the other day. There was, on the day it happened, 50 people were arrested, including legal observers. And videos are posted on social media showed one man crying that a policeman had broke his arm. No injuries were reported, but it was very harrowing scenes. Among the people who were arrested, there were legal observers who were there to attend the site to ensure police complied with the law, and also several Aboriginal land protectors were there as well who were arrested. It is devastating news, and again, just reinforces the way that the colonial government obviously view Indigenous cultural and heritage sites. I mean, this tree in itself is older than the concept of Australia, such an important part of our history. And when I say our history, I mean Indigenous history that has, you know, 60,000 years plus deep and strong, and the Victorian government have just cut it down in order to build a highway that, I mean, that really just speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. But I kind of want to talk about the tree itself. It's sacred to the Jabiru community. In what way it is culturally significant?
So this tree, it's the main birthing tree. It's believed to be 800 years old. And it was a place where women gave birth. The placentas were mixed with seed and buried underneath the directions tree, tying them to a child's life. So I didn't explain that with much grace, but it was a birthing tree, and it was really important to the Jabiru women and their whole families. And I can't explain the significance, you know, entirely, but it was really, really important, and a really important tree and a really important site. And it, you know, again, over 800 years old, a beautiful tree, and it's gone. And there's images of it, you know, in the back of a truck, half cut down, getting driven away, which is, it's a really devastating photo.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.